ジャパニーズポット101でござる。おはよう薩摩、こんばんは長州、こんにちは土佐。
Welcome to JapanesePod101.com Newbie Series, Lori Story 23, How to Tell People What You Have. My name is Eric, and I'm with Naomi-sensei.
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa.
Yoroshiku onegaishimasu.
Yoroshiku onegaishimasu. So, minasan, have you been asking your questions in the comment section? Remember, we're doing a little promotion here. A little promotion for a bonus track we're going to release at the end of this series. We're really close to the end, and when all is said and done, we're going to release a question and answer episode. All right, to answer all of your lingering doubts, lingering questions that you might have about Japanese, about this newbie series. And of course, try to keep it on topic, try to keep it in the newbie zone. If you have a very advanced question, just go to the forums. Somebody will definitely help you. But we want to clear up all the loose ends that we might have here in the newbie series. All right, we're really looking forward to your questions.
楽しみにしています。I'll be looking forward to your comment.
So Naomi-sensei, is Lori still at Matsumoto Castle?
I think so. She's around Matsumoto Castle area.
She's taking a look. She's taking in the sights.
そうですね。
What are we going to talk about today?
Allergies.
Allergies. What a bright topic.
How exciting is
that? Yeah, hey, that's exciting, right? We're going to find out about Lori's allergies, huh?
そうですね。We are using the phrase が
あり
ます
to have. All right, let's see what Lori's allergic to.
実はそばアレルギーがあります。ええ、かわいそう。静香さんはアレルギーがありますか？うん。卵アレルギー、バターアレルギー、猫アレルギー、それから花粉症もあります。かわいそうですね。
もう一度
お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。実はそばアレルギーがあります。ええ、かわいそう。静香さんはアレルギー、アレルギー、バターアレルギー、猫アレルギー、それから 花粉症もあります。かわいそうですね。次は英語が入ります。実はそばアレルギーがあります。Actually,
I'm allergic to soba noodles.
ええ、かわいそう。Oh
no, what a shame.
静香さんはアレルギーがありますか?
Shizuka-san, are you allergic to anything?
うん、卵アレルギー。
バターアレルギー、猫アレルギー、それから花粉症もあります。Yes, I'm allergic to eggs, butter, cats, and I have hay fever.
かわいそうですね。Poor
thing.
Ooh, an allergy to soba?
That sounds really bad.
That sounds really bad, especially when you're in Nagano.
そうですね。But
you know what's even worse? To be allergic to everything, like Shizuka-san.
Ah, yeah, she's allergic to what? Eggs, butter, cats, and she also has hay fever. すごいね.
Wow, that's a year-long ordeal.
Yeah.
You know, butter is in a lot of stuff, right? Wow.
That's かわいそうね.
Let's go on to the vocabulary.
次は単語です.
All right, what's our first word?
実は.
Actually, as a matter of fact.
実は. 実は.
The next word is?
アレルギー.
Allergy.
アレルギー. アレルギー.
The next word is?
あります.
To exist, to have.
あります. あります.
The next word is?
かわいそう.
Pitiable. An expression used to express empathy with someone.
かわいそう. かわいそう.
The next word is?
バター.
Butter.
バター.
The next word is?
たまご.
Eggs.
Tamago. Tamago.
The next word is?
Neko.
Cats.
Neko. Neko.
And the last word is?
Kafunshou.
Hay fever. Allergy to pollen.
Kafunshou. Kafunshou.
Hey, Nami-sensei, what's the weirdest allergy you've ever heard of? What's the most rare allergy that you've ever heard of? Not heard of, but someone that you know. I know someone who's allergic to mangoes.
Ah, imasu ne. Actually, my mother is allergic to mango.
Ah, kawaiso.
That's the word we are cobbling today.
Which means?
Poor thing.
Oh, poor thing, your mother. Poor thing, she can't eat mango.
So,
what type of word is kawaiso?
It's a na ending adjective.
Okay, so you can say kawaiso na.
So, okasan. Okasan is mother, by the way.
So, Naomi sensei no kawaiso na okasan.
So desu ne. Kawaiso desu ne. It's pity, isn't it?
The last vocabulary word we did is a special word, isn't it?
Yes. I think it's a technical term. Kafunshou.
Which is hay fever.
So desu ne, pollen allergy.
Right, basically it's a pollen allergy. And actually, there's a lot of people that have hay fever in the States as well.
Oh, really?
And I think just across the world, it's pretty common. But it's especially common in Japan, isn't it?
Yeah, everybody wears mask during pollen season.
Which is around the beginning of spring?
Mm-hmm.
The beginning of spring is crazy. Even in the weather report, they report the level of pollen in the air that day.
So desu ne.
And everyone goes around wearing a mask on their face, some sort of, hypoallergenic mask to avoid the pollen.
Right.
Which makes them sneeze and, makes their nose runny, makes them itchy. It's a pain. Do you have kafunshou, Nami-sensei?
I hope I don't.
You're hopeless? You're not sure?
I have runny nose in spring, but...
You know what? That's a psychological effect. You're looking at everybody, sneezing with their runny noses and all that, and you're thinking, wow... What if I have it?
そうかもね. I'm just 仕事 allergy があります. I'm allergic to work.
Allergic to your job. I'm sorry.
Which is the grammar point today? があります。アレルギーがあります.
I have an allergy.
Yeah, I'm allergic to something.
Okay, so what if you want to be more specific to something, right? So what if we're talking about mangoes?
はい。マンゴーに allergy ga arimasu. Or, mango allergy ga arimasu.
Huh, so you just said ni.
Hai.
Which in the previous lesson, we explained it as a particle indicating destination.
Right.
Or some direction. Sort of direction, right? Does it have the same function here?
Yeah, kind of. I'm allergic to mangoes, right? So, mango ni allergy ga arimasu.
That's right. Allergic to. You're allergic in the direction of mangoes, right? Basically...
Toward.
Anything toward mangoes, anything related.
But in a conversation, we often drop ni.
Not only ni, but just most particles, they're dropped, right?
Yeah.
So dropping them, the sentence would become?
Mango allergy ga arimasu.
And it's pretty natural and common to drop all of the particles.
Hai. Eric-san, allergy ga arimasu ka?
Iie, allergy ga arimasen. Naomi-sensei wa allergy ga arimasu ka?
アレルギーがありません。ありません is a negative form of あります. We don't have any allergies.
Hey,
that's not fun.
It's not fun
for lessons.
But neither one of us are かわいそう.
ね、そうですね. So if you are allergic to eggs, you say 卵アレルギーがあります.
What if you're allergic to nuts? There's a lot of people that are allergic to some sort of nuts, some sort of peanuts.
We say nuts for nuts. So ナッツアレルギーが あります。Or, ナッツにアレルギーがあります.
And you know, another common one is dust, like house dust, dust mites. How would you say that?
ホコリアレルギーがあります. Or, ホコリにアレルギーがあります. ホコリ is dust.
All right, and let's zoom out a bit and not talk only about allergies, but any condition, any medical condition, anything related to the condition of your body, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some sort of disease or anything. You can say that condition ga arimasu, right? So for example, if I have diabetes.
Oh, 糖尿病があります.
Ooh, that's a tongue twister. Can you say it slowly?
糖尿病. I think if you have a serious problem, you should look up the dictionary, the name of the disease you have, and put in front of ga arimasu.
Right, and that'll be very useful, especially if you're traveling in Japan and you have a condition that you want to let people know about, right?
はい。リスナーの皆さんはアレルギーがありますか?
Do you have any allergies? Yeah, I hope your answers are as boring as us because it's no fun being allergic to stuff.
そうですね。
But if you do, just write in the comments section of this episode on JapanesePod101.com. Any questions you've been dying to ask, you know, since the beginning, since the middle, we're going to pick out some of your questions and answer them in episode 26, a bonus track, Q&A. I'll see you guys next time.
よろしくお願いします。
お願いします。
実は、そばアレルギーがあります。
かわいそう。
静香さんはアレルギーがありますか?
うん。卵アレルギー、バターアレルギー、猫アレルギー、それから花粉症もあります。
かわいそうですね。